A warm cup of tea on a Sunday afternoon, as the mist comes in and the rain comes through. I sit on a sofa in my house, and I'm getting ready to read another piece of Leaves of Grass by Walt Whitman from the 1855 edition. And it's the fifth part of the poem, the very long poem. And it's specially read for, in case you haven't heard the earlier episodes of Leaves of Grass, it's specially read for A.J. Leon, who's going around the world in 1,080 days. And it's, I think, number 15 or 14 or 15 in a series of bits of poetry to go along with his nomading. Okay, this is Walt Whitman. I believe in you, my soul. The other I am must not abase itself to you, and you must not be abased to the other. Loaf with me on the grass. Loose the stop from your throat. Not words, not music or rhyme I want. Not custom or lecture, not even the best. Only the lull I like, the hum of your valved voice. I mind how we lay in June, such a transparent summer morning. You settled your head athwart my hips and gently turned over upon me and parted the shirt from my bosom bone and plunged your tongue to my bare stripped heart and reached till you felt my beard and reached till you held my feet. Swiftly arose and spread around me the peace and joy and knowledge that pass all the art and argument of the earth. I know that the hand of God is the elder hand of my own. I know that the Spirit of God is the eldest brother of my own, and that all the men ever born are also my brothers, and the women my sisters and lovers. And that a kelson of the creation is love, and limitless are leaves stiff or drooping in the winds, in the fields rather, and limitless are leaves stiff or drooping in the fields, and brown ants in the little wells beneath them, and mossy scabs of the worm fence and heaped stones, and elder and mullein and pokeweed. End of part 5 of Song of Myself from the beginning of Leaves of Grass by Walt Whitman.